Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you check out my website, Tuttle.net. When you go to Tuttle.net, you're going to be able to find every single place you're going to find me online. That could be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, my Reddit page. I haven't mentioned the Reddit page as much as I should. Web guy, Jason created the Reddit page for me. I wanted it to be a place where listeners can go and discuss anything that they want to, stuff going on in their lives, stuff that they've heard on the show. If you just want to talk about how bad and how much I suck, you can easily do that. Just search the Tuttle Daily Podcast on Reddit. Guys, it's been a really, really tough time. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, because, you know, everything reminds me of my dad since he passed away. And I was thinking about some of the stuff that he taught me through the years. I mean, we all learn things from our fathers. Now, I know that there are some people out there, and I don't mean to laugh, you know, that don't have fathers, fathers that were never there. But for the most part, especially in the South, here in the state of Florida, the fathers always teach you things. One of the biggest things that my dad taught me was how to weld. My dad was an amazing welder, never even graduated out of high school, started his own business. He learned a trade and put it to good use, started his own business, made connections, and he had his business probably for about 10 years. And during the summer, I would go on the job site. This was before OSHA, because there's no way you could ever get away with letting your child just run rampant around a job site. That shit ain't happening anymore. But yeah, no, he would turn me loose. I mean, I would have to work, but I could go adventure around. I wasn't wearing no hard hat either. And another thing, I know this is very, very small, but my dad taught me people in the South, maybe anywhere, I mean, just country people, if somebody gives you a knife, you give it back to him the way he gave it to you. And what I mean by that, if somebody hands you a knife and it's open, you hand it back to him open. If somebody hands a knife to you close, you hand it back to him close. I don't know. Was my dad the only one that thought that? I would like to hear from you. I would also like to hear from some of the things that your father had taught you through the years. Something, it'd be something very, very small. You can reach out. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. I woke up this morning, and I always watch local news here in the area, the Orlando area, and I don't know why. I just like the personalities on Channel 6. I always watch Channel 6 for my news, Local 6, WKMG, Justin Warmoth. You got all the great newscasters on there. I'm not saying any of the other places are bad and they have horrible anchors or reporters and stuff. I just choose Channel 6. But man, this next story that I'm about to play for you that I saw on their morning news, there was a deputy shooting here in Volusia County around the Osteen area, which is more Deltona, and the cops had to open fire on a 12 and 14-year-old child that had broken into a home and stole a bunch of guns, one being an AK-47.
Dangerous situation involving kids in a Volusia County neighborhood. Deputies say they had no choice but to return fire after a 12 and 14-year-old started shooting at them. And one of those kids was armed with an AK-47.
Okay, for one thing, I want to know why. Okay. All right, for one thing, I want to know how the hell a kid knows how to use a chopper. Or the chopper, that's what all the cool rappers call an AK-47. But no, seriously, how does a 12 or 14-year-old even know how to operate an AK-47? I know it is the South. I know a lot of kids learn how to use guns at a young age. But I can even tell you right now, I wouldn't even know how to begin to operate an AK-47. I just recently learned how to fire Dad's AR-15 before he passed away. Hey, that's another thing that he taught me. But Jesus Christ, and why do these people not have these guns, especially an AK-47? AK-47 is not something you use as a daily carry. That shit needs to be in a gun safe. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just not something you leave laying around the house. Now, I could see you leaving a 22 or a Glock, a 9mm or 45, whatever it may be, for home protection.
It happened last night at a home along Enterprise Osteen Road, east of I-4. Mark Lehman is there live for us this morning. And Mark, deputies say they tried for hours to de-escalate this.
Yeah, the sheriff says deputies made several efforts to try and calm things down at this home here last night. But on every occasion, the sheriff says deputies were met by gunfire from the children who broke into this home. The sheriff expressing disbelief over what happened and outrage over what he calls a failed juvenile justice system.
With everything that happened in 2020, I mean, it became cool to hate cops. And I'm not defending all cops. There are bad apples in the bunch. Every single, like, job you could ever imagine. But, I mean, I have a feeling that Chitwood and his law enforcement team at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office is going to get some blowback on this one, even though I think, and I know the way Sheriff Chitwood operates, I know that they did everything that they could to prevent from shooting a kid. And the thing is that how does this deputy feel? People don't think about that. That would have to weigh heavy on your shoulder that you had to put two rounds in a 14-year-old kid to save your own life. It just doesn't make sense. And there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be like, well, they should have backed away. They should have did this. They should have did that. No. They did everything that they could possibly. And I just have a feeling, because a lot of people like to compare Sheriff Chitwood to Grady Judd in Polk County. They say that he grandstands, but no, Chitwood actually really, really cares. I've worked with him on several occasions when we did Kicks for Guns here in the Central Florida area. Kicks for Guns was a program that we did at Real Radio 104.1 on the Monsters in the Morning, and it was a no questions asked thing. People could bring in, turn in guns, no questions asked. They didn't take any of your info. And you got a brand new pair of Jordans or nice Nikes, Reeboks, whatever it may be. And we did those a lot of times with Chitwood. And I think we ended up getting like 500 or 600 guns just out of the Volusia County area one year alone.
This is something I've never seen in 35 years of policing.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office surrounding a home in Enterprise on Tuesday, where they say two children, just 12 and 14 years old, opened fire on deputies.
And here's an indication of a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old have it so bad in life that they're going to defy law enforcement and engage them in a gun battle.
Sheriff Mike Chitwood says the children ran away from a group home, a place they responded to nearly 300 times last year.
All right, hold the phone. You're telling me that 300 times the Volusia County Sheriff's Office had to be called out to this children's home where these juveniles are supposed to be at? Man, this place needs to definitely be looked at. How does that happen? How do kids get out of that place? Like, where are the employees? Where are the people that are responsible for these kids? I mean, they have no discipline. God, I'm sounding like an old man now, but even though I just turned 40, I sound like a dad now. It's like, you know, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, the adults, they're like, oh, no discipline. No, it's the truth, though. It is the truth. And something had to go wrong. Kids are not grown up evil. Kids, I mean, I'm sure that these parents, well, for one thing, why are they not with their parents? The other thing is, I'm sure that their parents are scumbags just as well as these little kids are. And yes, I know that they're minors. Yes, I know that those cops and sheriff's officers did everything that they could, but when they start firing back with a chopper, AK-47, and a shotgun, and you've given them all the ability to put their guns down and stuff, yeah, it sucks. It's a tragedy, But if I was that cop too, man, I would have unloaded the whole clip right into that little 14-year-old's heart.
What the hell is the Department of Juvenile Justice doing sending these kids to places that can't handle them?
You know, this also goes back to, and I want to like kind of go back on my last comment. I also think that mental health has a lot to do with this. You know, there is a big stigma with mental health. Kids, they're too embarrassed to ask for help. Or the parents just say, shut up, be happy. Why do you got to be depressed? Why do you got to be crazy? Instead of seeking treatment. And a lot of these people probably don't even have health insurance. And mental health coverage, it gets pretty expensive going to see a therapist or a psychiatrist or whatever. And all they're going to do is throw pills down your throat. They're not going to like treat the problem, help you discover why you are the way that you are. I would almost guarantee that these kids are probably victims of childhood trauma, which is sad. It is really, really sad, but these deputies had to do what they had to do. Now, I'm going to wait for more info to come out. I would like to know, how long did they wait? How long did they wait? How much did they try to talk to them? Was the people that owned the house, were they in the house as well too? I mean, there's a lot of details that I still have not heard in this story that will help me make a decision. But right now, I agree with everything Sheriff Chitwood is, because I know that Sheriff Chitwood, I know what type of guy he is, and I know that he had his deputies do everything in their power where they did not have to pop a couple of caps in this little 14-year-old's ass.
According to investigators, the 12-year-old boy and 14-year-old girl broke into a nearby home where they found a shotgun and AK-47. Chitwood says the deputies were met with gunfire as they tried to de-escalate the situation.
But they took rounds, multiple rounds, before they were left with no other choice but to return fire.
And I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, why didn't you just back off? Why didn't you get away, let the situation de-escalate? No, you know what the last thing that you want is a 12 and a 14-year-old roaming the neighborhood, getting out of that area with an AK-47 and a shotgun. Yes, they had to protect the public. It's sad. Like I said, this is one of the saddest stories that I've heard in Volusia County in a really, really long time. But man, oh man, you did not want those 12 or 14-year-olds roaming Volusia County with that type of gunnery. I don't even know if that's a word, but that was the first one I thought of. Yeah, you don't want them walking around with an AK and a shotgun. It's just plain and simple, people.
The girl was shot by deputies and rushed to the hospital. The boy was then taken into custody after surrendering.
Thankfully, I have deputies who are going home to their families because they knew what to do. They were well-trained.
Look, I feel bad that the kids got shot. I mean, they're not dead, but come on, man. Like, people got to think about the police officer that had to shoot the 14-year-old. What type of PTSD is he going to have to deal with? How, you know, he probably has kids. He's going to go home, look at his kids. He's going to think about having to pit. And I'm sure it was like a nine. Oh, who knows? I don't even know. I would love to know what type of guns, because in that type of situation, if they got an AK, I'm pretty sure the cops had their long rifles out. So this kid is lucky to be alive if he ended up getting hit by an AR-15. It's sad. And this cop is probably never going to be on the police force again. I hope he gets taken care of. I hope he gets disability. Because that's the other thing that a lot of you do not know about. After the Pulse nightclub shooting, there was a lot of the deputies that suffered from PTSD. I remember hearing one of the stories that one of the officers was talking about when he was trying to get disability for his PTSD. He said walking around Pulse nightclub after they had secured the location of the club, and they were walking around and all the dead people, and the only thing you could hear were their cell phones going off. And those cell phones were loved ones trying to call their other loved ones to find out if they made it out alive or not, but they didn't. And they said that was one of the things that drove them crazy. It depressed them. And Orlando, Orange County, whoever it may be, I don't even know if they rectified the situation, but they were giving the officers a hard time trying to collect disability because they said they had PTSD.
No deputies were injured in the gunfire, and we're told the 14-year-old girl is stable after undergoing surgery for life-threatening injuries.
My bad. Hold up. So the 14-year-old was a girl? The girl was firing off an AK-47. This bitch knew how to roll, man. She was hardcore. But damn, being hardcore gets you two in the chest. And like I said, I'm not trying to make light of the situation. This is really, really sad. But these deputies had to do what they had to do.
Both children are now facing felony charges. As for the group home they ran away from, today we are looking into its history. And we'll keep you updated with what we learn. For now, reporting live in Volusia County, Mark Lehman, Gideon Results, News 6.
That's a story I want to hear about. I want Channel 6, which I know they're probably already on it. I want them to investigate this children's home that was supposed to be responsible for these little bastards that went out and broke into a home and took two guns, one being a shotgun and an AK-47. Yeah. What the hell were you guys doing? I'm sure that they're getting paid by taxpayers. So I'm sure that they're just siphoning money off the top, not doing what they need to do, probably not hiring the amount of people, because that's the thing about it. A lot of people don't know this. The lower you can keep the wages, the more you can take as the boss. You know, working at radio, they never want to give you raises because guess what? At the end of the year, the less money that they give you, the more bonus that they're going to get at the end of the year. So yes, definitely needs to be an investigation on this home. I might as well just knock out all the depressing kid stories while I'm at it. I don't want to like leave the whole show to be a depressing show. But I don't know if you guys have heard about this murder of the girl named Tristan up in St. John's County. It is very, very disturbing. And it was already disturbing before some of the details came out about how many times this kid, this little asshole, and I'm so glad that he is going to be tried as an adult now, because after hearing some of the details, this kid never needs to see the light of day.
This evening in the murder of 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. Aiden Fucci will now be tried as an adult, and he's charged with first-degree murder because the state attorney says he stabbed Bailey 114 times.
A murder is a murder, no matter what, no matter how you do it or how like vile and disgusting it is. But come on, 114 times shows intent. Shows that this guy was wanting to do this. This guy was a psychopath. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to stereotype at all, but this kid looked like it. Just looking at him, you're like, man, you need to check his hard drive. You need to check his cell phone. And where was this kid's parents? I've heard rumors. I've heard a couple of stories behind the scenes about this kid. And I actually heard, and if any of you guys have heard this, leave me a voicemail or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com or 407-270-3044. But I actually heard that the parents were trying to kind of like cover up a little bit of stuff. And if that's the case, I think those people need to be thrown in jail just as bad because you were the one responsible and raised this little shit that stabbed this beautiful young girl 114 times. A matter of fact, I mean, what is this kid ever going to offer us? I'm sure he's had mental illness in his life. I'm sure, like I said, childhood trauma, but that's not an excuse. Some people, we pit down rabid dogs all the time. And I'm not trying to compare a dog to a human life or an animal's life to a person's life. But what is this kid going to offer? At 14? I think he's 14. We're gonna have to take care of him. He's going to get the best medical treatment that you'll ever see. You got me that's been dealing with this fucking hernia that I have. I mean, it's not a full-blown hernia, but it's starting to get a little bad. And I don't even have health insurance. That was also another thing my dad taught me. He was like, man, if you ever get a illness, like a terminal illness, and you don't have health insurance or you can't afford it, just go do a crime. Not a bad crime. And don't use a gun or anything like that. Just something that's going to get you like a year. And they got to take care of you. They got to fix you no matter what. Now, a lot of people, I really don't believe in the death penalty because I think the death penalty is just an easy way out. And I know a lot of you people are going to be like, oh, well, you're not the parent. You've never had a kid. You don't know how it is. No, in my opinion, death is easier for this kid. Death is, once you're dead, you're dead. You don't know it. You're dead. Staying in a jail cell in solitary confinement until the day you die is torture. and this is what this little fucker deserves.
It was clear to us after we looked at what happened that it was not only appropriate to charge the defendant as an adult, but it was really the only choice.
We just received the affidavit. It says that 14-year-old Aiden Fucci admitted to leaving a friend's house with Tristan Bailey, and they got into an argument, and he pushed her down, causing her head to hit the ground.
Friends say in the weeks before Bailey's death, Fucci made statements that he wanted to kill someone by stabbing them or slitting their throat.
See, that's also the other thing. Like, kids, they don't want to be rats. They don't want to, like, be known as somebody that's ratting and tattletelling. But come on, man. I mean, did the other kids think it was a joke? Because, I mean, with all the mass shootings and everything going on right now, as a student, and I think as a parent, you need to teach your kids, if you hear something like this, not to take it as a joke. Don't be afraid to rat. Because if he was going around telling people that he wanted to kill somebody, why did these kids not step up? Why did these kids not go to somebody and say, hey, this kid that already looks creepy as fuck is talking about wanting to kill somebody? It doesn't make sense. And I know that it's not the responsibility of the other students to patrol their other classmates, but come on, man, we gotta teach the kids, see something, say something. I know that's corny as hell, but you just got to do it.
The knife used to kill Bailey was found in this retention pond. News 4 Jax was there when a diver brought it to the surface. Friends also told investigators that Fucci told them to expect him to kill someone within the month. A friend also said Fucci told them if he were to kill someone, it was going to be planned. He would find a random person walking at night, drag them into the woods, and stab them.
If I'm just being honest, and I don't know this for a fact, this is just my opinion and my opinion only. This was a nerd. This was an outcast. This was a kid that probably got picked on. The girls did not like him. All the girls probably didn't like him. And he probably tried to hit on this Tristan girl. He probably liked her, wanted to hook up with her, or something like that. He was just a horny ass, like, probably rapist little bastard that got rejected. And then he ended up killing this beautiful girl. Like I said, it's so depressing. And all of this is happening here in the state of Florida. You know, Billy Corbin says it's right. Florida is a sunny place for shady people to hide.
The state attorney had this message to all parents.
I just want to say that I hope parents will learn something from this vicious and brutal murder. And that is that you need to know what your kids are doing and what they're saying. Because while we might not be able to stop these brutal and vicious murders from happening, we ought to at least try.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about this one. And I'm sure you guys have already heard about this. But the kid, he ended up taking a picture on Snapchat or Instagram or like whatever it may be. And he was posting a picture of himself. It was a selfie saying, has anybody found Tristan yet? Knowing that he just killed this girl by stabbing her 114 times. Man, this kid is a sick little fucker. All right, I'm going to get off the depressing stuff. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the story of the girl that defended her little dogs against a bear in California. Be back in a few seconds. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay, so go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Before I get into my next story, do me a favor. If you get a chance and you're on Instagram, go follow my really, really close friend, Addie. She has been wanting to do this for quite some time. It is her absolute passion when I say this because she lives, breathes, and eats organically. healthy type foods. She's just a great girl all around, but I've been trying to help her out, and this has been her passion, and I just wanted to promote her Instagram page where you can find out all about her business. She's got some pictures up there. She's going to be selling her product because it is an organic ice cream business, and you can follow her if you go to Lavender Moon. That's L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R Moon, M-O-O-N, ice cream. That is Lavender Moon Ice Cream on Instagram. Give her a follow. Check her out. It's a great page. She's got a couple of things up there right now, but I expect some pretty big things coming up for my friend Addie. So make sure you give her a follow at Lavender Moon Ice Cream on Instagram. A lot of you people might not realize this. I am a pet lover. I love animals. I really do. Even though a lot of people are like, how can you like animals when you used to raise cows and stuff for food? Come on. I think it's more honorable for me to raise my own food, like a cow. I told you guys the story. We raised two cows, and they ate nothing but grass and glazed donuts because my mom was a baker at Winn-Dixie right there, Brandywine and DeLeon Springs. Well, I don't know. That's technically DeLam. But she would bring home all the donuts they were going to throw away because after a day, they got to get rid of them. So we raised these goddamn cows on glazed donuts. And I got to tell you, it was some of the most delicious meat. And I got to tell you, these cows had the biggest pasture to roam around. They weren't cooped up like in some of these slaughter places or meat packing places. They had a great life. They got to eat goddamn glazed donuts until they ended up meeting their demise from my dad's 30-odd six. He shot that cow right in the head. And listen, I'm not trying to be shock jocking here, but when that cow fell over, it actually landed on its own head from that 30-odd six. So, but what I'm saying, though, it's more honorable to raise your own food. In my opinion, it is. You know what's going into it. You know how that cow was raised. So, yes, I am an animal lover. I don't know if I would have done what this next girl did because, listen, I love my pet, but I also love myself a little bit more.
This is quite the story. A 17-year-old Bradbury girl runs right up to a mama bear and pushes her off a wall, all to protect her dogs.
Security camera caught the action. Eyewitness News reporter Alex Cheney spoke to the young woman, who explains what she was thinking at the time.
I tell you what she was thinking. She wasn't thinking at all. I'm sorry. The worst thing that you can run into, I mean, it's bad enough to walk onto a bear, but to walk onto a mother bear that's got two cubs following behind it, yeah, 9 times out of 10, that does not go very well for you. That does not go well for you at all. This girl's lucky she didn't have half her face slashed off.
I had it in me, to be honest. Like, who does that? Who in their right mind pushes a bear?
It was a quiet Monday afternoon until a bear makes its way into this Bradbury backyard. The dogs run out, and then 17-year-old Haley follows them out of the house.
So let me give you a little play-by-play on what's going on here. There are three dogs, two Yorkies, and it looks like a Rottweiler. But that's the thing about small dogs. Small dogs have the worst fucking attitudes. They think that they are actually bigger than they are. Look, I had two small dogs when I was married. I had Raven and Jazzy. They were the smallest chihuahuas I had ever seen in my life. But those little bastards had some attitude. And the Rottweiler, the big one that's supposed to be able to defend thing, was like laying back. The two Yorkies were the one that was getting up and poking the bear in the chest. And the bear ends up picking up one of the Yorkies with its claws. And I don't even think that the bear was coming in there to eat one of the small dogs. I think the bear was just roaming around, had the two cubs, and the mama bear was doing what mama bear does. But this woman is an absolute idiot because guess what? I would have let that bear eat the fuck out of that Yorkie. And I'd be like, all right, cool. I'll get another one. I can't get another me.
Honestly, I did not know it was a bear until right after I pushed it. I didn't register in my head that it was a bear. I was like, it's an animal and it's taking my child.
Ugh, Jesus Christ. I hate when people say that. It is not your child. It is not. It makes you sound like a crazy dog lady or a crazy cat lady, but it is not your child. It is an animal. Yes, you love it. You do love it. See, here, I'll give an example. You realize when, and I've talked about this before, when Shannon Burke accidentally shot his wife and dog, people were more upset over the dog than what they were him shooting his wife. I just don't understand how people treat and consider pets like one of the maybe one of the family, but it's not your fucking child, lady.
And I pushed the bear, and I was like, oh my God, I just pushed a bear.
Haley pushed the bear away and protected the family's three dogs. Her mother was shocked when she saw the video.
I just break down every time I see him. Yeah, it's just horrifying to watch.
Haley said she came away from the incident with only a sprained finger.
Well, number one, what if you guys have a bear problem, which California does, these people, their home is at the foothills of one of the natural preserves. Why are you not, once again, back to the gun story, everybody thinks that the Americans have too many guns. I got to tell you right now, I would never, ever go out on a hiking trip in California, especially where big, like, grizzlies would be at, or even polar bears up in Alaska and stuff. No, I'm carrying a sidearm on me, but you just don't push a bear. I think the bear was actually shocked. Like, did this bitch just push me off this brick wall? I know she didn't. No, she did not. Because the bear was probably in shock. Probably never thought in a million years this little Mexican girl, I think she was like 17 or 18, ran up and just pushed this bear right off the wall.
On the hand she pushed the bear with and scrapes on her knee. She and the dogs are okay, including her mom's service animal.
All right, that's also another thing I want to talk about. When did these small little, like, lap dogs become, like, therapy dogs or support dogs? Like, I mean, I can see, like, if you're somebody that's handicapped, that needs a dog to be able to open up doors, maybe get stuff for you, that's one thing. But I think it's complete bullshit that these little lap dogs are becoming service dogs. You want to know why people are doing that? Because they want to bring their dogs with them everywhere. Now, I know that support animals support people that are depressed or have anxiety and stuff, but I also think a lot of people take advantage of that. Once again, like I said, to be able to take their dog into a restaurant, to be able to take their dog into the store everywhere. Also, you can get those therapy vests, you know, those vests that say support dog on them, and you could take your dog anywhere. Nobody's ever going to question you on it. Because the company, the business owner, is going to look like a complete scumbag. But I'm telling you right now, there needs to be a law against support lap dogs. It just does not make sense.
I didn't want to know what would happen if the bear hurt her or, like, even took her. So I had to do what I had to do.
A local wildlife expert says what Haley did was dangerous, and it's better to stay in the house or prevent the bear from even getting into the backyard.
All the bear has to do is go like this and half of your face is gone.
Oh, man, I need to find the Grizzly Man audio. I mean, I haven't played it on the podcast, and I'm sure it's old, but I don't know if a lot of you guys have heard it. But this guy, they called him Grizzly Man. He thought that the bears were cool with him, like he was one of them. Yeah, that didn't end up too well for him. You know, the video, I don't think the video of Grizzly Man ever getting eaten ever came out, but the audio is out there, and it is absolutely disturbing, even though it is just audio.
Maybe had a slingshot or a noisemaker or something, but then all the dogs were there. She was...
Fuck a slingshot. I'm going to have that shotgun that little kid stole over in Osteen of Volusia County before he got capped, because I would have lit that bear up. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to use buckshot. Just use some birdshot. Those bears, 9 times out of 10, are a bunch of pussies and will run just at the first sight of sound. You know what? You scratch that. I'm not using birdshot. I'm using straight-up slugs or buckshot to put in that bear's ass.
So, you know, all I can say is I'm happy that nothing bad happened. But if you live in those communities, you need to be constantly alert that as the development has encroached into the native territory, you're going to have those encounters more and more.
All right, I thought before I went to break I'd play you what would happen to you, like if you ran up on a real bear that wanted to eat you. This is the audio of the Grizzly Man being eaten alive with his wife being annoying as fuck in the background. You know what this guy didn't have with him? He didn't have any protection. He didn't have a gun, anything like that, because he was like, oh, the bears are my friends. Bears, friend, no hurt me. Man, I would be just like, bear, please just finish me off. This bitch is telling me to play dead. I hate like, come on, you know, you've heard of backseat drivers. That's like, oh, I'm getting eaten alive by a bear, bitch, and you're telling me to play dead? How do you expect me to do that while he's ripping my guts out right now? Typical woman, can't make up her mind. Honey, does this dress look good or bad on me? Oh, I'm gonna change again. You just told me to play dead, now you're telling me to fight back. Make up your mind. I'm sorry, I don't want you to think I'm being insensitive, but this is kind of what you get. Like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, but to yell for a frying pan? Yeah, do you want the bear to cook you before he eats you? That frying pan isn't going to do a goddamn thing. I love how the wife is saying fight back, or his girlfriend. I don't even know exactly what she is to him. But I'm telling you right now, if my loved one, my wife, my kids, whatever it may be, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I can to be able to protect that person. I mean, that's the big difference between this and the woman trying to save her dog. You let the dog get eaten. I'm sorry. But don't sit there and say, fight back, and you're just not doing a goddamn thing at all. Looks like this dude made a slight error in judgment, thinking that these bears were his friends. No, the bears saw you as food. I hope you guys don't think I was trying to shock jockey by playing that. I just thought that it kind of fit in. So the next time you think about saving your pet from a bear, just listen to the Grizzly Man audio. It'll learn you. Be back in a few minutes. I'm going to play some audio about the new controversial bill our Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law yesterday on the first day of Gay Pride Month.
Orlando Weekly, best of Orlando. Write the Tuttle Daily Podcast in the category for best podcast not on the radio. Visit Tuttle.net, where you'll find a direct link, so you can't complain that it's too complicated. And if you don't live in Orlando, no problem. If you're a supporter of the show from anywhere around the world, you can vote too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later, so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans, past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of the day. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, it's going to alert you to anytime I go live or put up any new content. I apologize about not doing any live streams as of late. Got to understand, I mean, it's just a struggle for me to do the audio podcast every single day right now with everything that's going on in my life. So it should be getting back to normal real soon. Now, before I play this next audio, I don't want anybody to think that I am anti-lesbian, anti-gay, anti-LGBTQ. transsexual, whatever it may be. No, I am not. I support them 100%. I think they deserve equal rights. But my stance on this next story, it's going to be a little bit controversial. I know some people are probably going to be like, oh, Tuttle, you hate gays, you hate trans people. No, I do not at all. But we also have to think about I was about to say regular kids. That would have been very insensitive to say. But what I'm trying to say is we got to worry about real girls. I know people are going to be, oh, well, transsexuals, they are. No, it is unfair for men that transition into women to play female sports. It is just not fair to the females that were born women. It's just not fair at all. The men have a big advantage when it comes to sports. There could be female athletes that are missing out on scholarships because of a transsexual, which was a man that transferred to a girl, which I completely support 100% if that's what you want to do. But you also do not have the right to play against women. I mean, I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or, just male, like, yeah, men are better, men are stronger. Yeah, for the most part, on average, they are.
Intertwined with excitement for the raising of the St. Pete Pride flag here at City Hall, many also expressing disappointment in the governor's actions. With a stroke of the pen, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill into law banning transgender women and girls from playing on public school sports teams. The governor says the law is necessary to protect the fairness and integrity of women's athletics.
In Florida, you know, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports. That's what we're doing, and we're going to make sure that that's the reality.
See, this is proof right now to all you people out there that want to call me a liberal or want to label me as a conservative or just supporting any party at all. When I agree with something, I agree with it. It's based on my own morals and principles, not going against party lines. And this is the right thing to do. I know yesterday that I was talking a lot of shit about Ron DeSantis, but I actually agree with his decision. We have to protect the women. And I'm not saying that men that transfer into women aren't women, because they do feel inside that they were born a woman in a male's body. And I'm not going to say that it's a mental disorder or anything, because it's not. That's how they feel. I don't care about transitioning, but we still have to protect the women that are born women, the girls that are born girls that want to play athletic sports, especially at the high school level, because scholarships are very, very important. And it's just unfair. It's not for a man, somebody that is born a man, to be playing female sports. It's just not fair.
But Floridians who identify as trans see a different reality. They say the law signed on the first day of Gay Pride Month will hurt vulnerable trans children.
The gut reaction.
This is another case of wanting things to be equal, that we are willing to go way too far to one side and just screw the other side. The girls that were born girls, that want to be girls, that feel like they're girls, it's not fair to them. So what you're trying to say is that the transsexuals, men that are transferred to, or transformed into a woman, their rights mean more than just some girl that is a girl that was born a girl and feels like she's a girl? No, it's just not fair. It needs to be equal. This is not anti-transgender. It's not. It is not anti-transgender at all. This is just being fair.
You know, it hurts.
St. Pete Pride President Nathan Broomer identifies as a trans man. He has this message for the transgender youth impacted.
I want to say first and foremost to our kiddos, we love you and we see you and we fight for you.
All right, guys, listen. I saw the movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. Come on. Matter of fact, now looking back on it, that movie was ahead of its time. They knew that this was going to be happening. Because do you remember Rodney Dangerfield got his stepson to play on the horrible-ass women's soccer team that he had to coach, I think, for his boss? Yeah. Look what happened there. That kid was scoring braces, hat tricks, hell, double hat tricks. He was schooling every single one of those girls. So I'm saying, if you're going to let men that are transgendered, that are now women, to be able to play female sports, then they got to do a cock check. I'm not trying to be shocking here, but yes, if you still have a penis, the only way you can play female sports is if you get your dick chopped off. I'm saying, I think it would cut down on a little bit of it. I just think that if you're going to play female sports, old Mr. Willie has to go bye-bye.
The law also drew strong criticism from St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman as the city kicked off its Pride celebrations.
The governor doing this and signing this bill, in some ways, is his way of, I think, communicating that he's marginalized his community. They're not important to him.
See, I just don't get it. Like, so you're trying to tell me that your group matters more than another group? Because that's basically what you're saying. You are doing the same exact thing that you say that has been done to you for years, maybe even decades. It's not fair. It is not fair for boys that have transformed into women to play sports, because men are just naturally stronger. It's facts, people. And I hate to say it, because I told you, I hate Ron DeSantis, but I actually agree with him for the first time. I just do. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate. I know that maybe some of my friends, I got a very, very good friend that is transgender. And I'm sure that if she listens to this, she's going to be upset. But I also respect every single one of her rights, but we also have to protect girls not competing against men in athletic competition. It's just not fair.
Now, the fight is not over regarding this bill. It will likely face legal challenges filed in support of Florida's LGBTQ community. And finally, if you have a trans child needing help, Broomer recommends the Trevor Project and their 24/7 lifeline. Reporting live in St. Petersburg, Christine McClarty, 8 on your side.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I might try to do a YouTube live stream tonight. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.